welcome to the last of this week's news boxes. It's Friday, 21st July.
Woohoo!
In it. What's the news, Zina?
There's a new ice cream that costs £30. It includes 10 scoops of ice cream and sorbet.
It's in a cone as well, isn't it? It's not in a bowl. So you can't share it with anyone, really. I don't think you could eat that much ice. I mean, I could, probably, but I think it would melt before you had the chance to eat it.
It looks like a lot.
And also, Ben and Jerry's only cost £4, which I still think is quite expensive.
Mm. Right.
But in comparison...
You don't have to have it.
Okay, good. That's a relief. Here's some news for you. If you want to save up to buy a house, which I know you're doing, you've got to cut out the curries. Now, apparently, the average person currently saves £270 a month. But to actually get the average deposit, you need to save £500 a month over 2 years.
Yeah.
And they said, but people are actually spending more on going out and having luxuries than they are saving.
Not me. I'm saving hard.
Got any more interesting news than that?
No, the Daily Mirror has done something that I think is very irresponsible.
What have they done?
They're
giving away a free DVD of A Little Mermaid. And it's not even the proper Little Mermaid, it's a cheap version.
No, they sent an undercover twat to go and plant a fake bomb on a load of... a big train carrying nuclear waste, and then they made a big thing saying, oh, look how much damage you could do by doing that.
They're always doing stuff like that, going, oh yeah, we broke into their
There's a million different ways of being a terrorist.
What they do is point out the best ways to do it.
Yeah, if they're going to do that, then you might say, I'll send an email to Tony Blair and say, this needs tighter security, but I'm not going to publish it because now everybody thinks I'm right. Well, I'll pop up that.
Foolish. SpongeBob is a little monkey. He's been in the news this week because he got kidnapped from the zoos. Yeah, it's because he's cute. But he's from Chessington World of Adventure, and someone cut open his cage and took him away.
Uh-huh.
And he was missing for a day, but then someone found him playing with some children on an estate in London.
I like the fact he was playing with kids.
He's now back in the zoo. They say he was very hungry and stressed, and he'd lost some weight. He used to be curious and cheeky, but now he's a bit subdued. But I think he'll settle back in.
I think he's been raped by a man.
Do you?
Yeah.
Poor SpongeBob. Hopefully, though, it's all, little squirrel monkey will all be fine. He's got frisky with some ladies.
I don't know. Paula Abdul's got a weird thing on her chest.
What, tits? Ooh, what's that? Sort of sunken. It's quite visual.
It's like a just sort of
describe it.
It's a dark patch of skin.
It's like, wearing
cleavage. I think they might have enhanced it to just make it look slightly odder than it is.
Do you reckon she's had a job, though? Like everyone else has?
It doesn't look like she has, because her tit wouldn't be there if she had.
Hmm.
There'd be, just under a chin.
What that is, though?
Looks quite natural to me.
There's a town in Worcestershire, they found an old scroll from Henry VIII decreeing that the village should remain independent forever. So they have. They've now created their own currency, set up border controls, and they've lowered the price of taxes and VAT so they can sell cheap beer. Quite cool.
It's quite a nice idea, though, isn't
it? It's like Passport to Pimlico come true.
Christina Aguilera did a gig in Camden last night.
I thought she was, because I walked past Coco last night. They had big posters up of her and stuff. But there weren't very many people hanging around outside it. I thought, maybe it's tomorrow.
But it sounds like her new album might be quite good, I reckon.
Did she meet Russell Brand?
She did meet Russell Brand, but nothing happened. She said, no, I'm married, and you look like a dirty love rat.
I did read that, we were talking last week that Kimberly Stewart, Rod Stewart's daughter, was alleged to have spent the night with him. She's now suing the papers that said she's boffed him. Boffed she's him. So embarrassing.
Russell Brand.
Yeah, she's so ashamed of the whole thing.
Yuck.
22 chemicals in hair dye being banned in the EU in December because it might cause cancer. Now, I'm buying some hair dye soon. I'd be interested to know what the 22 chemicals were so I could try and avoid them, but it doesn't say.
What colour are you going to go for?
I don't know, brown, probably. Where's all the loud music coming from? Apologies if you can hear loud music all of a sudden. It's come from Camden. It's the sound of Camden, the streets are buzzing.
Yeah, it's just drifting into the air.
You might hear someone having a tattoo soon.
And David Cameron is in the middle of some sleaze allegations. Because the Tories bought their multi-£1 million headquarters, and someone's saying, where's the money come from? Because it looks like it's registered to somewhere in the Caribbean, tax haven. They're going, oh no, none of your business, we're not going to tell you.
It's our house, it's our den. Mm. We built it ourselves. That's how we talk. There's a woman in California. She's done a good thing. She's spent £22,000 taking out a hoarding on Hollywood Boulevard. She took the money out of the joint account between her and her husband. It reads this: Hi Stephen, do I have your attention now? I know all about her, you dirty, sneaky, immoral, unfaithful, poorly endowed slimeball. Everything's caught on tape. Your soon-to-be ex-wife, Emily. P.S. I paid for this billboard from our joint account. I like that.
That's amazing. Where did that happen?
It's just in California. On Hollywood Boulevard. Expensive.
How much was that?
£22,000.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Stephen Fry, 11 years ago, still in the news, tried to kill himself by gassing himself in a garage.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do it, we're all glad of that. And there's going to be a documentary.
There'd be no QI if he'd done that.
Documentary about it in the autumn, and Tony Slattery is also going to talk about his manic depression.
And it's all about manic depression. It's quite interesting, the people who suffer from it. I like all of them.
Ah.
Carrie Fisher, brilliant. Gotta love Carrie Fisher. Richard Dreyfuss, well, he's alright. I didn't like Mr. Holland's Opus, but I did enjoy him in Jaws. Tony Slattery and Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
All good people.
Yeah.
If you are bipolar,
more interesting.
Yeah.
That's why we like it. It's more interesting because it's nutters.
Try and be a bit more up than down. That's what I say. Not too up.
Not too up. Too up.
There's some extinction threats. The bumblebee is in decline in this country, and that means that they're not going to plant. There's lots of plants that rely on bees to pollinate them, so They're going downhill as well. It's all a bit sad. 70% of wildflowers that rely on insects have disappeared.
And that's a lot.
It's a shame that the bees aren't around.
I like a bumblebee.
Everyone likes a bumblebee. You don't mind if a bumblebee stings you because you know it's going to die. And I've never been stung by a bumblebee, only wasps.
I've never been stung by either because I think they would kill me.
No. I got stung last summer.
You did, I saw that. It hurt you.
Yeah. I didn't cry though. I didn't cry.
No, but you were pretty miserable.
That's because it hurt.
It was fair enough. But yeah, wasps. Can we not? Is there no way
of making them
extinct?
Yeah, they don't make honey or nothing.
Is there no way of just killing them off entirely?
So no, it's probably that would have a decline on other things. It's all an ecosystem.
Don't care. Don't like them.
Well, this is even sadder. Tigers are on the brink of extinction. Tigers are probably one of the best animals, certainly in the top 10. Of all animals in the world.
What's your best?
Maybe a tiger. I like a duck-billed platypus.
Yeah.
All big cats I like, but tiger's my favourite big cat.
Mm-hmm.
All animals I like, really. But I think a tiger might be my favourite.
I'd say my number one is a donkey.
Really?
Yeah.
I like dogs, I like cats, I like horses. I used to like pigs a lot, but I've gone off them a bit now.
A dog died in a car.
Oh, I like a dog.
It got roasted, just like those chickens did yesterday.
They eat it?
Yep, they thought they might as well. It got baked to death. and then baked into a pie.
Why have I got a doggy? I'd never let it get in a car.
There was two dogs in the car together.
What happened to the other one?
That was alive, but very real. People tried to break into it. It's in somebody's bloody 4x4. How mean and stupid that they got left for hours. Really.
There's a headline here.
They could go to prison for that, actually.
Oh, they will. I'm quite sure of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Wags blamed for World Cup failure. The boozy antics of the England players' wives and girlfriends were to blame for the team's World Cup exit. And you go, interesting. Apparently their partying had been distracting for the boys, who had to go to bed at 10:30, and their missuses were all out getting pissed until the early hours. This came from no lesser authority than Joan Collins. So Joan Collins blames the Wags. I like the fact it's a headline, Wags blamed for World Cup failure, and then eventually you read it and go, Joan Collins, right, great.
You know Harry Potter's little friend Ron?
Yeah, Ron Weasley.
You're quite keen on him, aren't you?
Yeah, I like Ron Weasley.
He's going to be in a TV programme with Julie Walters.
That's on in Edinburgh Festival. It's called The Driving Lesson. Is that right?
Well, it's on the telly.
I'm reading it now.
Set to star in ITV drama Driving Lessons with Julie Walters.
That's going to be on in the Edinburgh Festival. I think it's a film in the film festival, maybe in the TV festival. Certainly, I've seen pictures of it at the Edinburgh Festival. Which is weird, because she's his mum in Harry Potter, and then she's going to be...
his girlfriend.
His girlfriend in this new film. Keith Richards has been pardoned for traffic offences in Arkansas because the state governor is a Rolling Stones fan. Seems a bit unfair.
There was trouble in the Big Brother house last night.
What's happening?
The two gays have been arguing about who's the gayest. Michael doesn't want to be gay. He doesn't want to go on about his gayness.
Why would they argue about
Dickie
it?
Dickie keeps calling him she, and it's really winding him up. So they got their handbags out, had a bit of a fight.
Dear. Tesco's have been forced to pay out £25,000 yesterday for two shoppers who were poisoned by contaminated baked beans in their cafes. The beans contained cleaning detergent and it made them all sick.
Yuck.
So, there you go. I've had a breakfast in Tesco's once. Mm-hmm. Not very nice. I had to wait ages for it, not very nice.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend.
Was it not just on a, like, all on a hot plate and they just go, there you go, there you go, there you go, here's a sausage?
That didn't happen. I certainly waited a long time for mine. It was the day, I remember it well, it was the day that Dirty Den got his, he was on the front page of the papers.
After he'd been wanking on the internet.
Yeah, sucking his fingers, whatever he was doing. That was the picture. Residents living in streets called Acacia Avenue are happy with their lot, rarely divorced, and have been in the same job for about 11 years, a study suggests, i.e. they're boring. Now, I was very pleased when I read this story, because I went, I know who lives in Acacia Avenue, or when I saw the headline.
Do you know Banana Man?
I'm going to mention that fact, but it does say it in the story, so my great memory for where Banana Man, aka Eric, lives, is pointless. I could have just read it. But I just want everyone to know that I did know that.
Labour man, Paul Routledge, who writes the Daily Mirror, when all that stuff came out about the new Trident missiles, he went, right, that's it, I'm going to leave the party. And then I think he suddenly realised, oh, actually, maybe that's a bit hasty, I'm not really prepared to stand by what I've said. So he's printed a few letters that he's received from people saying, oh, probably don't go. And he's gone, oh, okay, I won't go then.
Well, apparently they're going to have a vote on it now, but they're not sure whether it's going to be a free vote for the Labour Party MPs or not.
We should all be able to vote on it.
After the Wankathon being shown on Channel 4, they're now going to show someone being cryogenic. There's a terminally ill woman who's got cancer. She's going to be cryogenically frozen on TV. I mean, I can't imagine that's going to be much more interesting watching paint dry, watching a dead body get a bit colder. But
well, is she dead already?
She's not dead yet, but it's imminent. And she's given permission for her to be filmed getting frozen.
After she's died?
Yeah, after she's died.
So it's not like Walt Disney, like, freeze me and then wake me up when you think you've got
like Demolition Man. It is like that, but Walt Disney died first.
Yeah.
It's the same principle. When you're cryogenically frozen, your body is frozen so that whatever killed you can be cured, and then they bring you back to life. But you don't get frozen when you're alive.
But you're on the brink of death. That way, it's easy to get your heart going again.
Shut up.
You know all these people that are being frozen?
Yeah.
There must be quite a lot of them now. So where are they, and has anybody actually successfully been cured and brought back?
No. Dunno, so far. We ain't got the technology. It's like Demolition Man. Let's move it on, we're nearly finishing now.
A man went for a ride on an elephant, but he was so fat the elephant couldn't even get up. But he didn't look that fat to me. He's lost 4 stone because he's ashamed of what happened, but...
Apparently loads of Polish people are coming and working here. It's the biggest influx in immigrants this country's ever seen. Certainly there's loads of Polish people around Walthamstow.
So am I.
There's special Polish bars, shops and that.
They're all friendly, aren't they?
I don't know.
A time of day, a little shot of vodka.
Yeah, always. And some rye bread.
A man read in the paper that someone called Digger was dead, so he presumed that it was somebody he knew called Digger. Went to the funeral, didn't even notice it, didn't recognise anybody, mourned, chatted to people about the friend, and then later on, afterwards, he phoned a few people up saying, "Oh, why were you at the funeral?"
He's not dead.
He felt like a right chump.
Well, fool. There's a secondary school in Barkingside, Essex, which has taken all the mirrors out of the toilets because girls were spending too long doing their hair and makeup and turning up late for lessons. But that's caused a revolt in the school, so they're now going to put the mirrors back up for the new term. Apparently the girls were just taking in the compacts and doing the makeup in the class. Final story from you?
A lad said, "Mum, I don't want to go to karate today." A 13-year-old boy, she went, "No, you have to go." And so he went upstairs and hung himself with his belt.
It's quite sad.
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't want to take that violently against karate. Well, but it just goes to show parents, sometimes your kids really don't want to go to karate.
But they reckon that he didn't really understand the consequences of what would happen.
He's 13, of course he understood.
No, they reckon he thought he would be found or whatever.
Well. That's taught him a lesson. You won't do that again in a hurry.
Fucking idiot.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.